This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Sheehan is with us. I just want to mention, on Friday, we're going to go after some criminals. And that's my term for them. Joe Simona will be joining us with Steve Elkins. And I... The three of us are frosted about homeowner association regulations and rules. And Joe Simona lives in Michigan, and he has the same statue that my mom had of the Virgin Mary. My mom had it in her garden in Virginia. She had it in her home before that, and she left it here at her garden in Missouri. Joe has the same small statue. It's probably 18 inches, maybe 24 inches in height. It's very... It's not offensive in any way, shape, or form. It's made out of concrete. And Joe has one in front of his house by his front door, and the Homeowners Association is coming after him. So we're going to go after the Homeowners Associations on Friday. I heard some very sad news. I learned about it just a couple minutes ago. H. Ross Perot has passed away. H. Ross Perot ran for president in 1992 against William Jefferson Blythe Clinton. And through a deal with the Clinton crime syndicate, H. Ross Perot stepped down and left the race. Well, I was in the Perot corporate building in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. I was working for a bank, and five guys were interviewing EDS, Electronic Data Systems, which was H. Ross Perot's company. And it was the most impressive, Spartan company I have ever seen. I mean, that company ran like a clock. I was so impressed. They were providing computer services to our bank. And before we agreed to use them, we had a lot of questions. And I was in the data communications part of banking for our bank. And the systems programmers were the applications programmers. So there were five of us that drove out to Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, to interview the company and see if we thought that we were doing our due diligence to see if they were of the caliber that we expected to be engaging in business with, and they were. Well, on the way out the door, I stopped and asked the secretary behind the bulletproof glass, who was the CEO, because I didn't meet him or her. And she said, well, he's out of the office today. They're filming a movie about him called On Wings of Eagles. You need to see a class, On Wings of Eagles. And it's the H. Ross Perot story. Richard Crenna is in this movie, On Wings of Eagles. You need to see it. Well, I was so impressed all the way home in the car with the guys. I was saying, boy, if we could just get a guy like that to run for president. Well, this was in like 1984. If we could just get a guy like this to run for president, boy, we'd have it made. And then in 1992, he did run for president. Now, I didn't meet him. However, I have the next best thing. I have his car. I have H. Ross Perot's car in my possession right here at the farm. And just so you might get an inkling of how ahead of this guy's time he was, well, his car is a white 1979 Porsche 928. That was one of the most sophisticated, well, back then in 1979, it was the most sophisticated car Porsche ever built. It's white with a buckskin leather interior. It's got an automatic transmission, a V8, and this particular V8 is an all-aluminum V8, except for the crankshaft and connecting rods. So the engine, the cylinders, the pistons are all aluminum. This is a racing machine. This is an impressive, impressive vehicle. When they first came out, they were just around $30,000 new. By the time it went out of production, they were at about $100,000. It's extremely sophisticated. It's an impressive machine. And I just have one regret, that I didn't get off that letter to H. Ross Perot, letting him know that we were the owners of his old car, the 1979 Porsche 928. So that's my little bit of story about H. Ross Perot. I wish he had been president. He would have been very much like our current president, Donald Trump. From what I could tell about him, he was no nonsense. He was thrifty. He appreciated excellence. He demanded excellence. He wouldn't settle for anything less. It was H. Ross Perot. And Mr. Perot, we're very sad to see you leave. Rich Eben.
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is you just can't help it, can you? You just can't help it. It doesn't matter what we talk about, you're going to dovetail to cars. Folks, I've had a lot of private conversations with Mr. Vincent Finelli over the years. And it is unbelievable. You can talk about vegetables. You can talk about tomatoes and cucumbers. You can talk about birds, study of birds and ornithology. You can talk about economy. This man could bridge that conversation back to a car at a moment's notice. But, you know, all tongue-in-cheek aside, you know, he was a great man, and I think there's plenty of evidence to show, you know, basically what we talked about, like with Kevin Shipp's paraphrase there, and a lot of things we talk about, how the aristocracy, mainstream media, the powers that be, their whole MO is to distract them down and divide the American people by groups. Their job is to create propaganda, lies, false flags, and hoaxes all day long. So I think from what I've read, Perot was a great businessman. He did his best to warn us of the things that are coming, like real wages going down, retail sales going down, productivity growth going down, personal discretionary income going down, U.S. durable goods going down. Basically, the middle class is broke. Remember that giant sucking sound, the quote that he's known for? So we're really running on debt, credit, subsidies, and bubbles right now. And from what I've read, he was supposed to lose, even though he had the momentum to win because he wasn't part of the in crowd. He was going to fix the economy, and the elite do not want that. They do not want prosperity for the average Joe. They want a caste system. They have an addiction to power, money, and control. It's just like this article right here on Zero Hedge. Job openings suffer worst start to a year since 2009. Now, a lot of the economic 101 data that I release is data that I read, that I research. And I'm not trying to be a cynic. I'm not trying to give bad news. I'm not trying to create a conspiracy theory. It's just that we have a situation that the true entitlements really go to the welfare of government jobs and high corporate America and all the bailouts. You know, all the money printing and the subsidies and the special interest lobbyists and PACs, they get bailed out. They're too big to fail, too big to jail. So this is why they use Hegelian dialectic and media propaganda and professional wordsmithing and subliminal messaging in every movie in order to distract us. And at the same time, they're rewarding mediocrity and turning America into the law of diminishing returns. So opportunity for the little people is not available. And I think if Ross Perot had been elected president, I think we would have seen America in a better position. Now, I realize we are still the cleanest shirt in a dirty laundry regarding our fiat currency. But that's one of the reasons why I talk about QE for the people, because we've bailed out all the big people through printing money out of thin air, fractional reserve lending to the banks, stock buybacks. You know, I've given countless examples of welfare to the rich. You know, they create malinvestments on the people's back, and they don't have to pay for it. And they don't even have to go to jail when they do things against the rule of law. This is why I talk about, you know, if we're going to be heading to a deflationary, stagflationary environment, which we are every day, if we had a thriving economy, our interest rates would be going up. Well, we saw what happened in December. Okay? Interest rates are a function of economic growth, wages, and inflation. We talked about this in detail. We're heading in the opposite direction. The inflation that's out there is manufactured to support the corporate oligarchies and big government. So if we could get the long end of the yield curve down and have all the little people and all the zombie companies refinance off their variable rates to a fixed rate and actually have the little guy, maybe if we even go to negative, Switzerland's the number one country to live in the world. Switzerland's the only country that has a negative rate on the 30-year bond. What if we did something like that? What if everybody, all the little people, got a little money back at the end of that fiscal year after paying their bills? That's what I mean for QE for the people. Now, it's like a 10-step program. I think we also need laws of excess, because all the big money is buying treason, sedition, and espionage all over the world. We have to realize that GDP means nothing to the little people. So does unemployment. So does CPI and inflation. It's all a bunch of crap, and it has nothing to do with class envy, because we have proved over and over and over again that things like group identity politics and victim group status is made to dismantle the people and make us submissive and keep the little people down. And as long as we keep falling for these tricks of all this different division on race, gender, sex, religion, and ideology, and all the race baiting and sex baiting and gender baiting, as long as we allow them to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, ideology, and sway public opinion and hold on to the narrative, we're going to lose. The biggest number one thing we need right now is reading, research, and guts. We need Americanism. We need patriotism. We need people like Kevin Shipp and William Binney and so many people we've mentioned on the air to stick up for the little guy and the rule of law. If we don't have rule of law, then everything's gone. This is why I talk about standing for principle. And pardon the redundancy, folks, but there's three criteria. It's very simple. The same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The second is truth. And the third is, if someone has less consequences for their behavior, because what group they come from, then you get to do it too. And then that leads us to practice what you preach, laws. Because aren't you tired, people, of having the elite and the aristocracy tell you how to live, what to say, what to do, who to do it with, but they're not following what they say?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I just got a couple quick comments, Rich Sheban. One, you mentioned something like the GDP, meaning the gross domestic product, means nothing to the little people. I want to tell you, you are absolutely right. Class, I hope you heard that very clearly. It means nothing to us. There are lies, the numbers are lies, but it really doesn't affect our lives to where we can feel it individually. So you're absolutely right. And another thing I want to mention was about the Ross Perot, Bill Clinton 1992 presidential election. Ross Perot was really climbing in the numbers. People thought, wow, this guy actually has a chance. And I wanted him to be president. I really did. As a matter of fact, I have the bumper sticker that, and a copy of the movie on Wings of Eagles. I have a bumper sticker that says Perot in 1992 for president. So why did H. Ross Perot pull out? Well, there are beliefs that he was threatened, or that his family was threatened, or that his daughter was threatened. Like, if you continue this race, terrible things will happen. That's one rumor or piece of speculation. Another piece, which isn't talked about very much, is a backroom deal. Because as I've learned about this, Bill Clinton and Ross Perot's teams were talking every day. Bill Clinton and H. Ross Perot. And the rumor that I heard, or the speculation that I heard, was that, all right, Ross, if you pull out of the election, we will give you the contract to build the Social Security Administration software. You pull out and you get the job, which will be billions of dollars in terms of software development. So that was, you know, maybe it was the carrot and the stick. Maybe it was the threats to the Perot family. And, well, I'll tell you what, we can make it really nice. All you have to do is back out, and we'll give you this huge contract to develop the Social Security system. So that's what I had heard. And I just got an email from the CEO of Laclede Electric, and here is the final copy. He modified mine. Mine was the maximum of 110 words. He modified it with my approval to 8 words more than the maximum. So, yeah, here it is. Vincent Finelli. This is the final. Vincent Finelli, 67, an outsider, is a most unusual candidate. He is known to despise politicians, liars, and dishonesty. Chosen by the Laclede Electric Cooperative members demanding lower electric bills, he's running by petition for the fourth time. Never before has anyone done that. He's been a farmer, 50-year mechanic, race car driver, inventor, teacher, fireman, marshal, founder of Five Corporations, father, husband, volunteer, and national Monday through Friday radio broadcaster, competing with the biggest names in radio. Vincent is the only candidate who designed and built a residential net metered solar electric power plant that currently provides electricity to Laclede Electric Cooperative's power supplier and members at 2.3 cents per kilowatt hour. Bachelor's degree 1976, master's degree 1978. He designed Fortune 100 computer systems that lowered customers' bills. So that is the final copy. I approved it, and the CEO approved it. That's what's going to be published. And you'll be able to see it, and I'll tell you about the link as soon as I see the link being made available. So that's it, Rich.
Yeah, well, sounds good to me. Unfortunately, you know, we had this discussion earlier in the show and privately. I don't think that when votes are being counted in the back room, I think that's their plan B. I think it's rigged from the start. And going back to what you said about Ross Perot, you know, I read a few stories about him being threatened, and, you know, conformity comes in many ways, threats, intimidation, blacklisting, blackmail, bribes, and sometimes it's all the above to get people to shut up. But I think the people are getting tired of the fact that we no longer have rule of law, that truth does no longer matters. Now, think about it. Folks, when you go to a job, you go to your college, you go to your public school, you listen to a radio show, you read a book. If truth doesn't matter and everything's lies, propaganda, hoaxes, and false flags, what's the sense in living? That's where we are right now in America.
And you can't plan without truth. You cannot prepare without truth. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Billionaire liberal activist Tom Steyer announcing he's joining the already crowded field of Democrats seeking their party's White House nomination next year. He launched his campaign with a video posted this morning.
I think people believe that the corporations have bought the democracy. that the politicians don't care about or respect them, don't put them first, are not working for them.
The 62-year-old Steyer's announcement comes just hours after another Democrat who had been in the field, Eric Swalwell, announced he was ending his campaign. Another billionaire and former presidential hopeful, Ross Perot, is dead at the age of 89. People along the Gulf Coast from eastern Louisiana to western Florida are being told to stay on alert as it's possible a hurricane could develop in the Gulf of Mexico before the week is over. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Today I've got your.
Take my.
When you go,
please
eat
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. And if you'd like to buy a copy of the book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. Rich Evans does live off-grid. He does not have anything like Laclede Electric's power lines coming to his house or any other power lines coming to his house. He generates his own electricity with his solar array, battery bank, charge controller, and inverter. So he lives off-grid. Rich, you mentioned FISA, F-I-S-A, and I think we should define that for anyone new to the class. That stands for Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. So the United States Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court is a U.S. federal court established and authorized under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978 to oversee requests for surveillance warrants against foreign spies in the United States. Foreign spies and agents of foreign powers suspected of espionage or terrorism. That's what it's for. But it seems to be something that was manipulated to spy on us, just the hardworking people of America. So it's just like everything else the government does. It gets abused. And you know, Rich, do you ever wonder, did you mention cars? Since you mentioned cars. Did you ever wonder what happened to the American station wagon? Okay? It was a great concept. It was a great vehicle. You could put more people in it. You could go shopping and put the purchases in the back. Some of them had rear seats, so you could put 8-9 people in a station wagon. It was like the way to go. Well, the federal government, through its quest and demands that automakers have vehicles that got better fuel economy, they killed the station wagon. The federal government killed it. And so what happened was Lee Iacocca found kind of a loophole that he had these trucks. They're called vans. And these vans were exempt from the fuel economy requirements by the federal government because they were trucks. So what he did was he put some windows in a van, like a service delivery van, and called it a minivan and sold to soccer moms. And they loved it. So now they had vans. But the vans were less aerodynamic, got lousy gas mileage, and then that led into pickup trucks. Now everybody has a pickup truck that gets worse mileage than the station wagons would have gotten if the economy was improved on them. So what happened? The federal government told us what to do, and they made it worse. It's like everything they do. I just wanted to go on that, just that little bit of trivia. That's what happened to the American station wagon. And the reason I mention that is we have 3 station wagons here at the Forum. And I think they're awesome. And the finest looking station wagon that was ever built in terms of style was the Volvo 740 Turbo station wagon. It was, and the commercial was pretty cool. They showed a Lamborghini attached to a little trailer. They said you could have that or you could have the Volvo station wagon. And they were right. It came with a turbo and you could put a boost kit in it and that thing, that flew. So, just another little bit of trivia. In my opinion, the finest looking station wagon ever made was the Volvo 740 Turbo station wagon. Rich, what's next?
Well, hey, did anybody out there have a stopwatch to see how long Vince went before we started talking about cars again? what are you talking about, Vince, and what we talk about often, and I'm going to bridge to this, is the war on truth. And education and the lack of mentor-protege relationships and the misallocation of funds with education to, again, feather the status quo. You know, where education, we should be hiring people who are teachers who have worked, and this is from kindergarten all the way to the highest level in college. You should have a qualification of a minimum of 15 years of successful private business in your bio to be qualified as a teacher. I mean, there is study after study after study that I've read. Now, keep in mind, a lot of this information from the mainstream media and the Googles and the Facebooks, they do everything in their power to purge this information. But there's many studies out there that show, and I'm just going to paraphrase for the conclusion, that show an increased money for education does not result in even a fractional amount of learning increase. Now, Now, the only exception to that is if they measure social and political indoctrination. That is it. So we could take our resources, especially our capital resources, especially from the taxpayer dollars, kitty, and put it to much better use. But it's all being used to, again, lies, propaganda, false flags, and hoaxes. It's being used to manufacture perception and hold on to the narrative. That's all it is. That's what everything is. This is why they try to divide us at every step of the way. And when you see what's happening with our economy, you know, with our demographic situation, we have, baby boomers retired. Not just baby boomers, World War II generation still alive. I know people in Generation X who are retired. Well, we have 10,000 people per day going into retirement. And when you look at the peak spending, it's between 45 and 47 years old. And then you look at the millennial generation, they're not having children as much. We've talked about, in great detail, central bank corrupt monetary policies and Keynesian economics, which are connected at the hip. And then we've talked also, till I'm blue in the face, about group identity politics, where you lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job based on what group you're in, which is an absolute insult to work ethic, ability, and intelligence, which does nothing but degrades and disrespects certain group. So you never empower a nation in the long run by rewarding mediocrity. So, and we've talked about all this in hours of detail. And this is why truth is so important. This is why reading and research is so important. We always say on USA Prepares, folks, that you don't have to believe us. We hope we give you enough information to make you want to research this and look it up yourself. Now, with all the information being purged and all the, you mentioned about my book, Vince. I don't even push my book. I haven't done it in years because I don't know what people are going to get. They might get a book on Godzilla versus Mothra. I mean, I've had books come to me where the first chapter, the second chapter, the table of contents, everything has been deleted. I've got books coming to me where, and this is through Amazon and Lightning Source, the printer, where the words have been switched around and changed, or sentences have been deleted, where one word was supposed to be in this portion of the sentence and gets pushed over to that portion of the sentence. I don't know. No one knows what you're going to get anymore. Because of the big tech. And I've talked about this earlier in the show, how Facebook, Google, Amazon, but it's worth repeating, has billions of dollars of contracts with the CAA for cloud services. It's all about AI. It's about controlling the people. So you dovetail all this with robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence, the new technocracy taking all of our jobs. And then food, with all the flooding that's happened, and the lesser food production, our economic situation that Donald Trump inherited, I don't see just by math things getting better. And this is why we try so hard to get you to grow a garden, to buy a piece of land, to raise some animals, to live off grid. To gain skill sets. The happiest people in life, folks, are the people who have a balance in life. Again, it's not GDP, it's not CPI, it's not inflation, it's not unemployment. It's being out of debt, having skill sets, and being in nature. Mm-hmm. And I do not buy when people say they have no time, because the average American spends 7 to 8 hours per day on their television and smartphone.
They have time. They have time. They just have different priorities. Dan in Texas, you're on with Rich Sheban. Welcome.
Hi, yes. It's been a while since I called, and I just am a week behind listening to your show from last week with Rich, and you guys were talking about alcohol, so I just turned on. So I wanted to know, were you familiar with alcohol can be a gas from almost 100 years ago?
When you say a gas, you mean if the gas is stored, it can be compressed and turned into a liquid? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so I don't know if you're familiar with Daryl Hannah from the Splash movie.
Yeah. I am familiar with her.
She was really promoting about 8 years ago how alcohol can be a gas, and back in the days you could fill up your Model T or Model A, clicking it one way to fill it up with gas, or go to a big city and fill it up with the Rockefeller's billion-dollar business.
Well, I'll tell you, Dan, I've talked about this for many years. We have enough natural gas in this country that we actually burn it out. And you look at, I mean, especially you go all over Canada, they're literally burning their natural gas in the air. If we harvested our natural gas for North America, not every owner of a vehicle would not pay over $1 a gallon.
And like I said from last week, I was listening about how making your own wine at home. So that's what made me call in, because I just turned in your station. So I don't know if you already talked about making wine at your own home yet. So I apologize for missing the first 90 minutes.
That's something that we do need to talk about, making wine. Rich, maybe we should do that next week. We'll do, I'll spend an hour talking about how to make wine. You've made wine. I've made wine. We'll talk about some of the things that we've done. We'll talk about yeast, and alcohol toxicity, meaning the alcohol that is made by the fermentation process kills off the yeast, and that's why there are different kinds of yeast that have different toxicity levels, and that's why some wines have a greater alcohol percentage or content. We can talk about that. And from what I understand, most methanol is produced from natural gas, and so you're right, alcohol is a fuel, and it's very clean burning. As a matter of fact, if you have an alcohol lamp, doctors used to use that to sterilize needles. There's no soot, no smell, and pretty great fuel. Except we're wasting it in cars because we could be using
it. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunter
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Dan in Texas is with us. Dan, are you requesting that we talk about growing wine? Is that something that you're asking? Because that's not a problem.
Yeah, and I just, when I listened to your show from last week, just trying to figure out, wow, it's amazing how alcohol has been the bad guy from over 100 years ago with the Rockefellers and all the elite trying to have the prohibition when alcohol could be running our cars and our engines and all that instead of this disgusting gasoline that's destroying our world.
Well, it could, however... alcohol does not have as many BTUs as gasoline. And I experimented back in the 1970s when I was racing cars and building race engines, and actually building race cars on the track. I could measure the improvement or lack of improvement by how well the car did, and I could tell scientifically. And I can tell you for sure that mixing alcohol with gasoline lowers the performance of a gasoline engine. There just aren't as many BTUs in a gallon of alcohol as there are in a gallon of gasoline. And diesel has even more, but it burns slowly, relatively slowly. But in terms of teaching a class on how to grow wine, which means grow some grapes or grow some plants that have sugar content, yes, you can make wine. And I'm looking forward to doing that because I have done that. I know how to do it. I know Rich knows how to do it. And we can compare our thought processes and our experiences and do that. Dan, have you grown a garden in Texas?
Yes, I have. In fact, trying to listen from last week, all the things that he's growing up in northern Montana, it's amazing how it's pretty easy in how should I say, in Houston to build some of the, or to grow some of these things compared to when I was living in Las Vegas, where it's tough to have a green thumb. But I'm almost done listening to that survival show, and I've noticed how just all the different ways that they've done to help you from like 1976, and almost every episode they're drinking some kind of wine, and that, of course, is homemade. So that's kind of interesting. That got me thinking about it when you guys just played from last week about making your own wine.
What was your reaction? You're talking about the BBC production called Survivors, S-U-R-V-I-V-O-R-S, which I recommended wholeheartedly to our class, the original one. And then there was another one from the 90s, which was not quite as good. But what was your reaction to watching Survivors? Was it an eye-opener?
Yeah, I mean, you know, trying to watch some of those Survivor shows on TV and what you guys have talked about, it's just the BBC with a low budget has pretty made it practical thinking, okay, if you have a chemist, if you have a scientist, if you have an engineer, you can survive in certain situations, but you need people all to put forward and get off the couch and actually do something now instead of wait until the guacamole hits the fan.
And that's something that neither Rich Sheban nor I, I'm speaking for me, I don't think I've been as effective as I'd like to have been trying to get people off the couch. It's impossible. It's actually impossible to get people to vote to lower their electric costs. Can't even do that because it's too hard. It's really too hard. I don't get
it. Yeah, the leaders in that TV show kind of talked about how it's tough to motivate people when you try to run it like you want. They're just going to leave the little campsite, so to speak.
And they have their own agendas. Each person has his own agenda and reasons for doing things. And what it showed is people will lie. They're in a survival mode, and some people will still lie to each other at the detriment of the whole for their own individual to satisfy their own individual greed. It's unbelievable. And it's true. I see it all the time. We have become me first. And ever since the cell phone, it's gotten worse. More me first.
Yeah, well, I thank you for all you do. I ordered the Moringa. I should be getting that in the mail any day. So keep on doing what you're doing, because there are people like me that listen to you and know that a lot of people are just not willing to put forth the effort. So God bless you and the rest of your crew.
Well, Dan, thank you. And you know, it's not me. It is the faculty of USA Prepares. It really is. It's the faculty that devotes their time, taking away from other things they could be doing for their personal lives. They devote their time to spend it with us. And I am extremely thankful to Rich Sheban and John Reagan, Gwyneth, Norm, Ricky Rocket, and Steve Elkins, John Stattmiller, Ted Anderson, all the people who were involved in making this possible. Well, thank all of you. Rich, any quick comments before we go?
Just to give a little ratio of my carboy, 5-gallon carboy here. I have 10 pounds of grape, 5 gallons of water, and 5 crushed Camden tablets, just for a ratio.
Mm-hmm. And a bubbler to keep oxygen from getting in and other bacteria from getting in, right?
That's correct. There's a water bubbler up on top. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And you can make your own wine. And who cares what the government says? By the way, they say you can make up to 200 gallons a year for your own private consumption. I suggest you do that. Dan in Texas, thank you so much for being with us. Rich Sheban, thanks again for being with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.